It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Lawmakers continue to weigh in on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report regarding Russian influence on the 2016 elections. Democratic leaders now want the full report released by April 2nd. President Trump had this to say over the weekend.
It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected. It began. And it began illegally. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side.
We're getting reactions and thoughts on that report and where to go next. And today we're getting them from Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman. Congressman Glenn Grothman is Republican representative from Wisconsin's 6th District. Congressman, welcome back to the Morning Show.
Glad to be on the show.
Robert Mueller released his report to the U.S. Attorney General last Friday. President Trump referred to the report as an illegal takedown that failed. What's your reaction, and do you agree with the president's assessment?
Well, first of all, I want to point out there's a vast gap between the degree to which the mainstream media focused on the Mueller investigation and the average congressman. I don't know in the last 2 years where they've had more than one or two conversations with other congressmen about what was going on here. We all felt it was kind of a ridiculous fishing expedition, and proved to be right in that, but the report didn't surprise me. Donald Trump isn't a perfect man, and he tweets too much sometimes, but the idea that there was Russian collusion causing Donald Trump to win the election, I always thought was kind of a ridiculous conspiracy theory that only the most extreme people would believe.
Have you actually seen the report?
No, we just looked at the summary.
Democrats have demanded that Congress, the full report be released no later than April 2nd. Do you think the public has a right to all or at least part of this report?
Oh, I'm sure they're going to see it. And like they said, the news at the top of the hour, they just got to go through the appropriate redactions, whether they'll get it out by April 2nd or April 5th or April 7th. I don't know, but I'm sure it'll be out in the relatively near future.
What do you want to know about the Mueller report?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they wound up spending so much money. I don't know if that's going to be in the report, but obviously it was very costly. It'll be interesting to see if there are any clues as to why it took them so long and allow irresponsible media outlets to pretend something might be there for years. But otherwise, again, I'll emphasize, people did not talk about the Mueller report in Congress that I'm aware of, or at least Republican legislators. I received almost no comments about it in the 6th Congressional District. I mean, everybody up here is focused on health care or jobs or immigration, obviously a big issue. The Mueller report, there's just a huge gap between the interest in the Mueller report by the mainstream media, the Republican congressmen, and the average person in the 6th Congressional District.
Throughout Mueller's investigation, we learned of illegal activity involving the president's former attorney, Michael Cohen, who pleaded guilty to providing false statements to Congress. Also, Paul Manafort, the president's former campaign chair, convicted for tax and bank fraud and money laundering. Do these convictions concern you at all?
Well, I think Attorney Cohen in particular, and we think he lied to Congress again when he was before the Oversight Committee, which I'm part of, a couple weeks ago. And we're demanding, obviously there's a shift now, the Democrats are in the majority, but we'd like to have, because Mr. Cohen lied again, we'd like to have Chairman Cummings do something about this because it kind of makes a mockery of Congress. But we'll see what becomes of it.
United States Congressman Glenn Grothman is a Republican representative from Wisconsin's 6th District. We're getting his reaction to the conclusion of Special Prosecutor Mueller's investigation into possible Russian influence in the 2016 elections. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler wants to set a date for Attorney General William Barr to testify about the report. Congressman, would you support that?
Well, I'm sure he will. You know, it's just like saying a date to see the report in general, whether it's going to be April 2nd, April 12th, April 22nd. I really don't care. I'm sure it's going to happen eventually. I guess the only good thing about the Mueller report is it finally did end. And I'm actually a little bit surprised that they didn't find a way to drag it out and create more speculation another 6 months. But I guess they couldn't think of an excuse to delay any longer. It's too bad the speculation had to go on for 2 years, because there probably are a few gullible citizens out there who thought there might have been collusion.
How do we move forward following the investigation?
Well, nobody cared. At least in my circle of people I know, nobody cared that the investigation was going on anyway. So it's not a matter of moving forward or wondering what we do now. It was kind of ignored while it was going on, I think. Like I said, I think in Congress, when Republicans meet, we meet once a week collectively, all the Republicans in the House. I would assume it was brought up at least once in the last 2 years, but if so, that's it. I mean, we've always been focused on the issue, so I don't think it'll affect at least the way the Republicans behave.
President Trump has urged somebody to look into the origins of the allegations. Is that a necessary move? And if so, who should be held responsible?
Well, you know, there is speculation, you know, the Clinton campaign was involved out there, and maybe somebody can look into that. Maybe that is a good thing to look into, to see how these ridiculous allegations in this dossier were first put in the public sphere. And I think, I guess right now the Mueller report will be a footnote in history, but I think President Trump is right to say who made it a footnote in history, who came up with such a preposterous theory in the first place. It'd be good to know. And if it came from the Clinton campaign, that would be something that, if not prosecutable, and maybe it should be, at least should be something that we know in the history books.
Congressman Grothman, you've mentioned the media a few times in this interview and how they covered this investigation. What's your prescription for the media going forward here?
Well, I think overall in the mainstream media, I think it starts with the journalism schools. You don't have balance. And, you know, whether you're talking about the UW Journalism School or other journalism schools around the country, I think overall the media does not reflect the public. The public in this country is about one half Republican and about one half Democrat. And at least I'm under the impression that outside of a few talk radio outlets, usually people running these shows who don't have journalism degrees, there's not ideological balance. I think as a result, some members of the media don't know what's important to the average person, because the be it the newspapers or broadcast media, you're hanging around with other people with a left-wing bias. I think it's important for everybody to strive in the media to surround themselves with maybe one half of their friends or associates being more conservative and one half more liberal, so they're more balanced in their approach to things. There's my suggestion to any media people listening today. Try to hang around with a more balanced group of people.
Okay. And thank you, Congressman, for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Glad to be on the show, and always happy to talk to the erudite listeners of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we're happy that you always say yes when we call. Congressman Grothman, thanks for joining us. Still to come, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and students at UW-Whitewater are teaming up to give a boost to one of Wisconsin's rarest plants. I'm John Munson, and for Kate Archer Kent, it's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.